Its broad, flat top stretched for kilometre after kilometre in all directions, almost totally blocking out the view of space and stars beyond. Instead, its top surface glittered with its own lights where various connections had been made with the access tubes and tunnels of the port. He felt dizzy again, registering the sheer scale of the vast craft. He hadn't seen a GSV before, far less been inside one. He knew of them and what they were for, but only now did he appreciate what an achievement they represented. This one was theoretically no longer part of the culture. He knew it was demilitarized, stripped bare of most equipment, and without the mind, or minds, which would normally run it. But just the structure alone was enough to impress. General systems vehicles were like encapsulated worlds. They were more than just very big spaceships. They were habitats, universities, factories, museums, dockyards, libraries, even mobile exhibition centres. They represented the culture. They were the culture. Almost anything that could be done anywhere in the culture could be done on a GSV. They could make anything the culture was capable of making, contained all the knowledge the culture had ever accumulated, carried or could construct specialised equipment of every imaginable type for every conceivable eventuality, and continually manufactured smaller ships, general contact units, usually